We're also joined by Scott Silverstein. He teaches medical informatics at Drexel University in Pennsylvania and blogs at Healthcare Renewal. We have a link to his blog at our website, knprtalk.org. Scott Silverstein, welcome. You teach about medical records. Is this a legitimate use of patient records?
In a short summary, no.
No, why not?
It is in violation of the HIPAA privacy rule and the exceptions to the HIPAA privacy rule. What I teach is about the field of electronic health records specifically, including health information privacy, a field I trained in 20 years ago at the Yale School of Medicine. And in my view, from what I'm hearing, again, the issue is the violation of HIPAA. People can actually Google HHS HIPAA privacy, H-I-P-A-A, and privacy. And the second hit that comes up on Google is health information privacy, and there's a link there to summary of HIPAA privacy rule. The issue is there are certain exceptions to use of personal health information, or as it's formally called, protected health information, listed, things like legal matters, operations, but lobbying is not one of them. Securing patients for lobbying is not one of them. And you asked earlier, you know, what are the potential negative implications of this?
Ultimately, determine whether or not misuse has occurred. But the issue at hand is the matter of them putting our members participants in the middle of a contract negotiation, which was just inappropriate.
We're discussing a dispute between the Nevada Health Services Coalition, a group of health insurance funds, and St. Rose Dominican Hospitals. The funds allege that St. Rose misused patient information when it sent letters to patients asking them to lobby the funds